Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Rejoice and be glad, your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Our Gospel reading, chapter 5, Matthew, chapter 5, verse 12. Dear friends in Christ, tonight we sang, "And so it pleases you to see this simple truth revealed to me, that worldly honor, wealth, and might are weak and worthless in your sight." So God chose something weak and worthless in our sight. He chose Mary, a virgin, a young woman in the line of David, betrothed to a good man named Joseph. And yet Mary asked, "How can this be?" And the angel answered, "Nothing will be impossible with God." Tonight, God has chosen you and me. He has sent forth His prophets to call us to repentance. And woe to the one who is not crushed by the burden of the law. Woe to the one whose conscience is seared, who is comfortable in his living death, who has sought pomp, power, prestige, and possessions from this world. Woe to the one who is proud and self-made. You have your reward, and it may glisten like new-fallen snow, but it reeks of death. Woe to us all, for the fallen flesh is weak. It seduces us, yet always leaves us desiring more. It's never satisfied. It is always shameful. Repent. Repent and be emptied of yourselves. Blessed are those whom the world curses and counts as nothing, as St. Paul wrote to the church of Christians at Corinth. But God chose the foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And so we sang, "Ah, Lord, though you created all, how weak you are, so poor and small, that you should choose to lay your head where lowly cattle lately fed." The kingdom of God is built upon the humiliation of Jesus, the Christ, that is. When you are weak and lowly, when you have nothing, when you are poor, sad, meek, hungry, and thirsty, then you are His. You do not have to be rewarded. You do not have your reward yet, because for a time His kingdom is hidden, but it is not hidden forever. St. John was given a glimpse, as he writes in Revelation, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God, and He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things will have passed away." We will be comforted. We will inherit the earth. We will be satisfied. We will obtain mercy. We will see God. We will be called the children of God. Not because of the things that we have done, nor because of the things that we didn't do, but solely for the grace of God delivered to us through Jesus. For, dear friends in Christ, the angel's message to Mary rings true for us as well. There is nothing impossible with God. Sure, our experience may say otherwise. Human wisdom invites us to trust ourselves, to trust what we can measure, what we can calculate, what we can earn and invest, what we can control and manipulate. God, on the other hand, had chose the foolish things, the weak things, the lowly things, the despised things, and the things that are not to bring to nothing the things that are. Earthly wisdom thinks it's foolish for God to create Adam from the dust and Eve from Adam's rib. Foolish for God to choose a slow-tongued Moses to be his holy mouthpiece. Earthly wisdom thinks it weak for God to choose a young Gideon to lead his battle. Weak to choose a peasant virgin to bear his only begotten son. Earthly wisdom is repulsed that God would use the despised things of the world, the shepherds, the lame, the leprous, the fishermen and tax collectors and public sinners, prostitutes and harlots, to reveal his glory and show his mercy. God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and his ways are by far not our ways. Yet he is one of us, and he willingly became sin for us. He allows sinful wisdom to do its worst to him. He will suffer the foolishness, weakness, lowliness, and despising of every drop of our sin. Jesus looks the fool, being mocked, demanded to give an answer to the teachers of the law. He looks the fool when they taunted him and laughed at him, when they whipped him and spat on him. He looks the fool, stripped of his clothing and nailed him on a cursed tree between two common criminals. He looks the fool as they offered him bitter wine to drink, weakened by the flogging that tore his flesh and the oppressive weight of the crossbeam of his execution. Lowly in being joined to the flesh of Mary's womb, having no earthly possessions, finding no place to lay his head, despised by all that he created. Despised and cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree. Despised in becoming sin for us. Despised in the forsaking by the Father in the final moments of his death. This is the King of Glory. This is the King we welcome as we sang tonight. Welcome to earth, O noble guest, through whom the sinful world is blessed. You came to share my misery, that you might share your joy with me. Now, we too are to look foolish, weak, lowly, despised, poor, sad, meek, hungry, and thirsty. We are taken advantage of. Our purity in heart is mocked and challenged. We receive violence for peace. We are falsely accused and reviled. So is he. And as he now is, so will you be. We live now in his kingdom of grace, by faith. It cannot be seen with mortal eyes, but eyes of faith see it. They know it. They trust it. They know that Jesus died and rose again on the third day, that victory of our God is given to us, that God has conquered hell by suffering violence in meekness and poverty, by being falsely accused and betrayed, by pain, sorrow, and hunger, by thirst upon a cross, and finally by being overcome to the point of death in an execution reserved for the guilty, but foisted upon the only one who was innocent. Faith lives. Faith, what faith believes. Blessed are those then who are like him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the sad, the meek, the hungry, the thirsty, the merciful, the foolish, the lowly and the despised, the Christian. The kingdom of heaven is ours. We are killed all day long for his sake. The old man in you is daily drowned by contrition and repentance. The new man is to emerge and arise. It seems as though we have not yet resisted to the point of bloodshed, but some martyrs bleed only on the inside. Indeed, the greatest heroes of the faith are those whom the world probably will never know. Unsung men and women who are poor in spirit. They bear their burdens as silently as lambs to the slaughter. But the angels know. Our Heavenly Father knows. The reward will be given. The seats that John and James sought for pride's sake will be filled by the grace of God. So rejoice and be glad, dear friends in Christ. Your suffering will not last forever. Your tears will be wiped away. Even now, the saints in glory pray for us. A great cloud of witnesses surround us as we are joined to Jesus in receiving a foretaste of the feast to come tonight as we receive his very body and blood for the forgiveness of our sins. The saints have been delivered and enjoy their rest because Jesus rose, and so will you. God be praised. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.